Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The second baseman, Tony Bernazard. Batting third. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Luzinski. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jim Morrison. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Bill Almon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Dennis Lamp. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Miguel Delone. Batting second. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting third. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Vaughn Hayes. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hassey. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Alan Bannister. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jack Perkint. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Len Barker. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Dibzinski applying the tag. One out. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard takes first base on ball four. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bernazard moves to third. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Delone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Delone moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk takes first base on ball four. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fisk moves to third. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon strikes out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is one for one in the game, with a single. Law hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hayes. Law reaches second base with a double. Fisk scores. Morrison moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bernazard hits a fly ball into right field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bannister. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Bannister steals second. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-1 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bannister. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Luzinski strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines strikes out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Bannister settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delone hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Toby Herrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herrod is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Herrod takes first base on ball 4. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Herrod moves to second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 0-for-1 in the game. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0-for-1 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. Two outs. Alan Bannister is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bannister is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bannister hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox won. The White Sox will come to bat. Von Hayes now playing center field. Joe Charbonneau now playing right field. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive towards third. Hara reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 0 for 1 in the game. Almon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Perkins bunts towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski is hit by the pitch. Perkins moves to second. Miguel Delone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Delone bunts towards the mound. Lamp juggles the ball. That's an error on Lamp. Perkins moves to third. Dibzinski moves to second. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Perkins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kemp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Delone. Kemp reaches second base with a double. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Luzinski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kemp scores. It's 3-2, Indians. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 2 in the game. Baines hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton takes first base on ball 4. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes bunts towards first. Squires juggles the ball. That's an error on Squires. Thornton moves to second. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 2 in the game. Hasse hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon fields it and throws to second for the out. Thornton moves to third. One out. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning six, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 2 in the game. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morrison hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of DeLone. Morrison reaches second base with a double. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Almon hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Law strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bernazard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Miguel DeLone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeLone is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. DeLone hits a pop-up towards short. Almon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Bernazard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bernazard is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bernazard hits a fly ball into center field. Hayes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Luzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Luzinski is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Luzinski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hara fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hara hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Kevin Hickey now pitching. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morrison fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Von Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hayes is hit by the pitch. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 0 for 3 in the game. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Almon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0 for 3 in the game. Baines strikes out. 1 out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Dibzinski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 3 in the game. Squires strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Escarraga now pitching. Joe Charbonneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charbonneau is 0 for 1 in the game. Charbonneau strikes out. 1 out. Jack Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Perkins strikes out. 2 outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Morrison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morrison is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Morrison hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bill Almon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Almon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Almon strikes out. 2 outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Law is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.